From NPR News, it's Day to Day. Congress may actually enact one of the great legislative reforms of history to the 1872 Hard Rock Mining Act. For 135 years, this law has allowed mining companies to buy federal land for a few dollars an acre. Critics and environmentalists have been yelling about it for decades, but few have listened until now. Joining us is Marketplace's Sam Eaton. Sam, hi. The House actually approved a reform bill yesterday. What's in it?
Well, the biggest change, Alex, would be to establish royalties on U.S. hard rock mining for the first time in history. The way the law stands, as you were mentioning, just about anyone can hike onto federal land, stake a claim, and if there's substantial amounts of silver or gold or uranium in the ground, start digging it up pretty much free of charge. Now, mining opponents say that may have made sense back in 1872 when the U.S. was trying to encourage pick-and-shovel miners to settle the West. But today, it's huge multinational mining companies that take advantage of the law, and they're essentially the only ones getting a free pass. Every other industry, from oil and gas to coal mining, has to pay royalties on what they extract. Now, the proposed reforms would also add key environmental protections, as well as help clean up the thousands of abandoned mines that are contaminating Western rivers.
Well, the mining industry has kept enough friends in Congress for 135 years so that this has gone on. What's happened?
Well, there were several attempts to overhaul this mining law in the 70s and again in 1994. Those efforts failed, of course, but a lot has changed even in the last decade. For one, Democrats now control Congress, but even more importantly, the West has changed. The vast frontier is a thing of the past. Today, the economies of these former mining towns and states are driven more by tourism and recreation. I talked to Bob Salter. He's a former Bureau of Land Management employee who's been fighting mining interests in Crested Butte, Colorado, for decades. He says despite its roots as a mining town, Crested Butte's economy now depends on preserving the land rather than digging it up.
People come here in large part because of the beauty, the views, the quiet, the solitude, the good skiing, good mountain biking, and much of that in the immediate vicinity of Crested Butte would be destroyed by bringing an industrial development in at this time.
He says more than 2,000 prime acres could be converted in Crested Butte into a giant molybdenum mine.
Well, the bill's still going to need to get through the Senate and get a signature at the White House. How's that look?
Well, there's some pretty major obstacles. In the Senate, Majority Leader Harry Reid of Nevada is a staunch supporter of mining interests. And then, of course, there's the mining lobby, which says the bill would threaten the industry and the tens of thousands of jobs supporting it. So at the very least, I would expect some compromises to make their way into the final bill.
Thank you, Sam. Sam Eaton of Public Radio's daily business show Marketplace, produced by American Public Media.
When video games were born, business people cast them off as the province of geeks. But with growth into the billions of dollars, they've thought twice. That's next time on Marketplace from American Public Media.